How's our camera looking? Looks pretty good, right? I don't think we've even bumped it. I'm about to trip on it, though. I'll tell you that much right now.
You tripping.
Ow. Oh, shit.
Jesus. Good save. Good save not using his last name, you know? I don't want to say it in vain.
Wouldn't want that to happen.
Wouldn't want anyone to know which Jesus I'm talking about. Could be any of them, you know? Yeah, fucking Gonzalez.
Have you known any other Jesus? Like, not Jesus, Jesus?
No, I can't say that I have.
There's one guy in our little league who everybody calls him Jesus.
It's got to be Jesus.
It's Jesus, though. Like, his name is 100% Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why? And I don't want to call him Jesus because...
you know.
It's weird, right?
It's just like when they're called Gina, but their real name's Gina.
Yeah.
We all know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We all know. And then I don't know. Like, what if it's a nickname? I don't know why.
How do you get the nickname of Jesus? Turning fucking water into wine and shit? Walking on water? He's like fucking Jesus.
This motherfucker walks on water.
Is he like fucking Jesus? Or like...
No, he's...
Fucking Jesus.
It's more like Jesus, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. And they call him Jesus, huh?
Yeah, everybody calls him Jesus.
Interesting. You know, kids these days, their names, I'll tell you what. A lot of Jacks, Jackson, Jacks... Jacksons, mm-hmm. Just all different spelled different ways. Yep, lots of Maddoxes. I saw, like, again, even with Maddoxes, very interesting spellings.
Mm-hmm. Eyes.
That's Maddox. What I was thinking. And then I'm like, Dix.
Dix. I call him Dix.
Yeah, I would.
What's up, Dixie?
Although you could do that with any name, you know? Like, my youngest name, we have a nickname for him that we call him, and everybody thinks we're being, like, very insensitive and calling him, like, non-intelligent. And I'm like, no. Didn't think of that.
Also, I don't hear it that way.
You know? Yeah, I can't actually say it on air.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I get it.
But, you know.
I get it. My tummy just grumbled super loud, so I'm sorry if you're going to hear that throughout this entire fucking episode.
We got to throw, like, a banana and some goldfish at you before you leave and go to batting practice.
I know.
Everybody will stare.
I just pounded that. I just pounded that beef jerky or whatever that you gave me.
It's probably digesting that shit.
Yeah. It's like we haven't had food in days.
Oh, my God. I hate when you're, like, trying to do something, like, show somebody something close by. Like, they're leaning over your lap or something to look at your laptop. And you're like, I'm just a mutant. I don't know. My stomach makes that sound.
I hired somebody at my place of business, and his tummy's been rumbling, too. I'm like, you can eat something or go somewhere, and today he's like, I'm not farting. I'm like, I didn't think you were, but, like, now
also,
it's weird.
Let it out, man.
No.
Don't hold it in.
No, not in this small office. Please go outside. Excuse yourself. Go to the bathroom.
You're so, like, kind to yourself.
Me?
Yeah. By, like, saying, excuse yourself, I don't want to smell it. Because in my head, I'm like, oh, don't get a tummy ache. Get rid of it. I'll suffer and breathe in your ass gas.
To be fair, it's more like I wouldn't want to fart in a small office with a stranger. I would fart in a small office with you.
You farted in this small shed with me, like, at least
literally
6 times before we hit play.
4 seconds ago. Yeah.
And I don't smell it. See, I don't notice. I'm just, it's fucking boy mom trait. I don't know what it is.
Maybe. But with just a stranger, like, also a stranger that is a man, like, take that to the bathroom. I don't want to know what your insides smell like.
I feel like that's a normal reaction to have.
Well, it's also never spoken out loud.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
no one would
sure.
be like, can I just fart real quick?
I'm just going to rip ass. But you know whenever somebody rips ass and you smell it and you're like, there's only two of us here.
Yeah, and I know it wasn't me.
I know who it was.
It's gross.
Do I just have to pretend that I don't smell it and continue breathing this in?
Right.
God damn!
Oh, my God.
Well,
yep.
Welcome.
Hey.
Thank you. Want to tell me your goddamn?
Oh, you know my goddamn. And
I
everybody
sure
else is probably like, what the fuck is going on? Because and by what the fuck, I mean, like, anybody who didn't catch shit on social media since Aaron had a hard time recording an intro, evidently, for last week's episode.
Would like to apologize for that last episode. I put a beautiful intro that was very descriptive on the events at hand.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then I exported it as an MP3, didn't check it, because I'm perfect. And
obviously.
Fucking loaded that shit and then went to play it, I don't know, yesterday.
So just, like, fucking 30 seconds of dead air.
30 seconds of dead air! Dead air before that fucking episode, so apologize for that. My bad.
I'm for it. But basically, and all over social media, we plastered there was a social emergency. Social. A family emergency. Socially, yeah, I guess that could be an emergency as well.
In
I
your couldn't socialize. Circle?
Yeah. Anyway, that happened to Stacy. That was my family emergency. I don't want to go into details about much of it, but we did experience a very close family member passing away. And so we're just trying to navigate that. I don't want to say who or anything, just out of an abundance of caution for people being notified and all that first. It wasn't like Lee or my kids were safe, but definitely close to home. Our family's going through it. I'm sure a lot of people in the world right now can relate to shit happening to their family members and everything. So sorry we didn't get to record an episode last week. That was 1,000% my fucking fault.
It was not your fault.
I like radioed in instantly and I was like, guess what, girl? We're not doing a podcast this week.
Yeah. And I was 100% on board with that. Like, we could put out a Patreon. Like,
we whatever. We fucking burn the podcast down. What do you want? And I'm like, not necessary yet.
Yeah, I was ready. I was rallying with you. I was like, how far are we taking this?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
No, I could never. I love you guys too much. I need you guys in my life. But it's just been a really tough couple of weeks, and this last week has been a doozy, but we're coming out on the other end. We're getting through it. We're making the best out of fucking lemonade bullshit, whatever the saying is.
Just making a lot of lemonade right now.
So much love. Who wants lemonade? But I'm excited for this episode because it gives me like an hour or two to disappear from life for a while.
Yeah.
And talk about somebody else's sad shit.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
With my best friend.
Actually,
segue into such it?
Segue what? Into my goddamn.
Let's hear it, Erin.
Is I haven't even told you my fucking goddamn yet, which is not that exciting to anyone outside of my life or whatever. But
I'm excited suddenly because I feel like I'll be excited.
I mean, you won't be excited either. Okay. No one should be excited, but it's something that I would tell you.
Okay.
My fucking son
comes
to me. And he is holding his mouth. He goes, Mom, my tooth hurts. And I was like, what? Is it loose? Like, finally, right? Yeah, I get to dig in this kid's head and pull out a bone or whatever. I'm so excited.
Wow, that escalated quickly. That is what every mom thinks when their kid's tooth is loose. I'm like,
I asked your kid inside. I was like, can I pull it?
You did. That was weird. I thought that was weird. I'm like, wiggle
it. You thought
it
was weird? No, I was like, if he says yes, I'm a fucking snatch it. I was ready with those quick fingers.
I know she would have snatched it because it's hanging on my thread.
It is hanging
all twisted and crazy. And I'm like, you look goofy as fuck. And I love you. I want your goofy fucking face in my face all the goddamn time. And he's like laughing and sticking it with his tongue. Ugh,
no. Had he said yes. Had he said yes.
You should try it again before you leave.
All right.
Just so you know.
You know how he lost his first tooth?
It was barely wiggly. And that psycho took a pillow and bit it and ripped it.
Oh, my God.
I know. He's like, I wanted to get my tooth out. I'm like, is that why you bit the pillow? And he's like, yeah, it hurt. I don't think I'm going to do that again. I'm like, yeah, that thing was barely wiggly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then others he's just swallowed. So, you know.
My kid hasn't lost any yet. Well, your kid's like 9 months older than mine.
Yeah, he's about to lose so goddamn many.
Yeah. And so that's what I was ready for, right? I was like, oh, shit, his tooth hurts. That bitch is wiggly. Let's see it. And he comes over to me. This motherfucker is cracked.
No.
He's got two perfect little front teeth. And then the side one, like the next one, is just like,
what
cracked.
Happened?
That's what I said.
Did he like bust it out, or was it just a crack in the tooth, but the whole tooth is there?
The tooth is there, but like the bottom portion of it is just like misshapen now. Like it's
but it's missing.
Yeah, it's gone.
Like
it,
the bottom. It's like not he got like a half. Busted tooth.
Yeah.
He joined the busted tooth club.
Yeah.
I said joined it.
He joined it.
Oh, shit.
It's not bad enough to where, like, you're not going to notice if you're talking or whatever. Yeah. But, like, me and, like, that shit wasn't like that before. It's at an angle now.
Oh, shit. What did he do?
I was like, what happened, buddy? And he's like, I don't know. Like, what do you mean? And I was like, your fucking tooth is cracked. Like, you...
It's gone.
Bit it somewhere. Like, yeah. You would remember hitting your face that hard.
Right.
And he's like, oh, it's from when I fell off the bunk when we were camping. I'm like, that was, like, a year and a half ago.
And it's just now hurting?
Like, that's not it.
Yeah.
When did you hit your face... Now he's like, nope, don't remember.
Oh, baby.
No idea. So now my kid just got a little cracked fucking tooth.
Does it still hurt him or is it over now?
Every once in a while he says something about it and I'm like, ugh, don't make this a dentist trip. Like, just lose it first, you know?
Yeah. I wonder. So maybe it did happen when he fell off the bunk and it's just now starting to hurt.
Maybe.
Like if a nerve is exposed finally or something. I don't know how fucking teeth work.
I don't either. I feel like that's not how it works. Like you would know right away. I don't know.
My oldest, he got his back molars growing in right now, which I totally fucking, after they're little, like when they're first born and they start popping teeth and shit, I stop paying attention. Mm-hmm. Like, especially once kid number two came in, I'm like, I have no fucking idea what's going on in that mouth.
Got no time for your teeth, my
friend.
Yeah,
I haven't counted them. I don't know if they're all in. I didn't realize molars erupt at the age of 7, almost 9. Or 8. The next year that comes. And then I remember, like, oh, when I was 7, I remember biting on, like, necklaces and shit. Like, bald necklaces. What are those, like, titty beads from New Orleans or whatever that you get as kids? Not for titties. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Those bead necklaces.
Yeah. I remember just chomping on it because it felt good. So, anyway, I tried Googling a bunch, too, and I couldn't easily find it. But homie popped out 2 molars in the back, but there were like these white balls stuck in the gum flap. And I was like, he didn't have teeth back there. I know for a fact he didn't have teeth back there because he kept saying his mouth hurt. And I kept looking back there and I was like, I don't know. And then the molars came out. So that's why his mouth was hurting. But there's little white balls. And I was like, that's fucking weird. And he could wiggle them and they hurt him. And then I finally was like, this is going to be a dentist appointment. Like, I don't know what's going on. And they look infected. They were red. They were gross. It was so nasty. And then I finally called the dentist and she was like, can you just send a picture? And I'm like, fuck yeah. I didn't know that was an option with the dentist. So I did, and they were like, everything's great. Like, his teeth are just erupting. And I'm like, what the fuck about those white balls? And then those white balls fell out.
Ugh.
One at a time. And then he handed them to me, and he was like, they're my teeth. And if they were teeth, they were like the smallest teeth I ever did see. But they were hard, and they were bone. And I was like, I think they're teeth. And so we just went along with, like, tooth fairy shit. You know, like, tooth fairy will fucking know if it's a tooth or not. And come. And tooth fairy came and went. And then the other one came out.
Did she decide they were teeth?
Tooth fairy came and went because maybe she just erred on the side of caution, you know, because we don't fucking know. And we're keeping lies alive in this house.
Yeah.
And come to find out, he had a dentist appointment like, I don't know, last week or some shit. And come to find out, they're fucking parts of his jawbone. I guess the teeth, when the molars pop, they have to break through the jaw in order to do that. And some kids get like little jawbone bits.
Oh, my God.
So homie made out with fucking bank from the tooth fairy on some jawbone bits.
Or did the tooth fairy make out paying on for teeth and getting jawbone?
I don't know. Is that something? You'll be happy to know, though, that the tooth fairy did not save the jawbones.
That is good.
Yeah. The tooth fairy's turning a new page in a new book. If we just throw shit away, I guess.
This tooth fairy is probably still going to do the serial killer shit and try and save the teeth.
Okay. But I haven't had any teeth because yet. Everybody made fun of me. For saving hair and umbilical cords.
Those are different.
And also, I don't know where any of the teeth are. If, like, previous teeth to said moment now.
Yeah.
If I saved them.
Yeah.
They're gone. It'd be a surprise to me also.
You're going
to
find some teeth someday. They're like, someone lived here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leave that for the anthropologists.
The tooth fairy left the jawbone in her hoodie pocket for, like, a solid week before she decided, like, we got to get rid of it, like, throw this away.
Yeah.
It was in a baggie. Like, I'm not psycho, just, like, fucking bones rattling around in my pockets.
Oh, yeah. There's this bead and this bone.
I was really afraid of somebody discovering tooth fairy's cash. So,
You know. Yeah.
So we chucked it. And then the second bone came, and I was like, God damn it.
Yeah. My kid's popping a molar on the top in the back, and he was like, my tooth hurts. Or he said, I have a little tooth back here. And I was like, you're dumb.
I haven't even been looking at the top.
Yeah, I fucking got a flashlight in there because he was like, Mom, I have a little tooth. It's a new tooth, but it's a little tooth back here, and it hurts. And I was like, no. Like,
you're dumb.
You're an idiot. Yeah. And then I looked, and I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, it's not little. Like, I could tell how he could feel, like, one point of it, but, like, the rest of it, I was like, ooh.
Still under the gum or whatever?
Yeah, it looks all angry and, like, halfway coming out.
Yeah. That's how these suckers looked. Yeah. No bone, though, huh?
No bone. Right, I didn't see a bone. I'm going to look again tonight.
Oh, it was, like, stuck in the gum flap. I have pictures. I'll send them to you later.
Thank you.
Need to know. It's gross. But I've sent you grosser.
Right?
Sorry for not blurring that one. Anyway, welcome.
Oh, man. You ready to hear about some murder?
I sure am.
All right. Well, now it's episode 291.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop. It was a weird sound that came out of my mouth. Oh, whoop.
Oh, whoop. It's like at the end of Mario. You know, when it's like, dun, 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 dun. Yeah, Super Mario. Anyway.
Okay. I do.
Somebody got it. Somebody out there was like, wow, I haven't thought of that in a minute.
Blast from the past.
Whoop.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about Ricky Abeta.
Okay. Abeta.
Did he abate the law? He's going to abate a lot of things.
Oh, okay.
I have 0 before times, okay? Yep.
And fuck those.
We don't need them. Ricky was born March 3rd, 1962.
Okey-doke.
Making him a Pisces.
All right.
And roughly 30 years old in 1991.
Do we know anything about Pisces?
I didn't look.
Could you imagine being 30 years in the early 90s? Sounds like a fucking riot.
Like a good time or a bad time?
Great time.
Sounds like a good time. You don't have cell phones or anything, though.
Like, you're past the age of being drafted for anything crazy, right? Yeah. There's no wars coming up
that we know of.
There's
there is? Well, I mean, 1991, you got, like, what, 10 years till 2001?
Yeah, that's true. That one will happen. But, like, you're not going to get drafted for
something. No. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. What else is happening? You get to wear, like, acid wash jeans.
That's pretty cool.
What do you think the bar life is like in the 90s?
Probably
so fun.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Like, everybody's just, like,
fucking solid dive bars. But they probably don't have, like, nice TVs in every bar or anything like that.
I never watch the TVs in bars anyway.
I always watch the TVs in bars. What is this? Hockey?
It's never anything we want to watch.
I know.
What are you doing?
But I always watch. Like, if it's on, I'll stare at it. And then I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
See, that's the problem. In the 90s, we didn't have things to distract us.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live in the dream in the 30s. Could have a house. Probably totally affordable. Probably worked at 7-Eleven and could buy a house.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have a job or anything, right?
30s in the 90s? Fuck yeah.
You would in the 90s. You were going back to like 30s.
And I'd be
stuff.
Like, I'm pretty sure that guy's diddling some kid. I would have said something.
Would you? this guy seems sketch. You guys want to keep your kids away? I'll just stay in the room with him.
Oh, God.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
This story is taking place in 1991.
All right. Okay.
In January of 1991 in Chimayo, New Mexico.
Ooh, okay, we're in New Mexico.
New Mexico. To set the scene, Ricky had a girlfriend named Ignacita Sandoval, who was 36 years old. Okay. Also, I wrote this last week for last week's episode.
Right.
And then we did not record it, so I may have forgotten how to say a lot of these names.
Just perfect. It's beautiful. I feel like you nailed it.
Now I'm just fucking winging it.
Right. You're also learning the story as you go now.
Yeah, it's been a week.
Yeah, we forgot it all.
So, learning it again. She was 36 years old, and they had been living together for 2 years. And they lived, I believe it was in a trailer park.
Woo-woo! Where are my trailer park homies at?
You know. But it was near Ricky's mom and two sisters.
So okay, like, nice. Maybe in the same park. Mm-hmm. They all lived.
Now, Ignacita had a 14-year-old son named Eloy and a 19-year-old daughter named Mary Ellen.
Okay.
And Eloy lived with them. I'm not sure if Mary Ellen did because she had a 21-year-old boyfriend named Macario who went by Mickey, and they had a 6-month-old son named Justin.
Jesus. Okay.
So I don't know if they were living in the same trailer at the same time, but
okay,
got it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their relationship was sometimes rocky, and when they would break up, Ignacita would pack up all her shit and leave, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, fuck this guy, I'm out. And
I'm going to a different trailer park.
Mm-hmm. And she had done it multiple times before, right?
All right.
And then in January of 1991, they got into an argument, Ignacita and Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
And that argument led to Ignacita being like, fuck you, fuck this shit, I'm out, right?
Right.
She broke up with him and she went to the police station and got a restraining order against him because she said she was afraid that he might get violent when she went to go pack up her stuff and leave.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So she's like, I want a restraining order, blah, blah, blah.
Smart.
Fucking help.
Yeah. Fucking help.
Side note, I guess Ricky had a bunch of guns and was an avid hunter.
Oh, so, good. Even better. Love this journey.
Love that, right?
Fuck.
Yeah. No. But also he was, like, I guess a really good hunter, like a sharpshooter.
Oh, yeah?
That's
not good for our story.
It's not good for our story.
It's not good for Ignacita.
It's not good for Ignacita. But there was some guy that was like, fucking Ricky. Ricky could shoot the bell off a goat from 100 yards. Don't know what that means, but that was a quote, right?
A bell off a goat.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe that's your house goat and he's got a bell.
Oh, that sounds dangerous. I feel like you put that around necks.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the point. Like, he could fucking pinpoint some shit from real far away.
He could shoot on a moving target. Ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My grandpa used to say I could see a gnat on a fly's ass or something like that. Like, he could see so well, he could see a gnat on a fly's ass.
That's small little gnat.
It's impressive. Tell you what.
Anyway, so she gets and puts a fucking restraining order on Ricky, right?
Good for her. Doing all the right things.
Doing all the right stuff. And then 3 days later, on January 26th, which was a Saturday.
Okay.
Ignacita called the police and she requested an escort because she was going to start moving her stuff out.
Oh, good.
And so now she's like, hey, fucking be here because I'm going to do this shit. And
I'm coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Right.
So Deputy Martinez was like, fuck yeah, got you. And he arrived at Ricky's house that morning. Ignacita arrived at the U-Haul driven by her daughter's boyfriend, Mickey. And she also had her son, Eloy. Her daughter, Mary Ellen, had come with her baby, right? Okay. And then Ignacita's 25-year-old sister, Cheryl, and her 16-year-old sister, Selena.
Oh, my God.
So okay. Everybody's fucking coming to help, right?
Everybody's grabbing a box.
Mm-hmm. They had some other randoms helping, too, but I didn't write all their names down.
Right.
And they're
because why would we?
Irrelevant in this.
Wow. Part. They'll pull through.
They'll pull through. So Ricky had, like, chain-locked his gate before he left for work.
Oh, because he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Eloy cut the wire with bolt cutters and...
Go, Eloy.
Mm-hmm. And Deputy Martinez was like, fucking checks out. Go ahead and enter. Get your stuff, right?
Yeah.
And everybody goes into the house, packs up, and things are going well, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Ricky's mom lived next door with his sisters, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they were kind of inserting themselves into this because Ricky's at work. And so they're like, well, we're just going to make sure that you guys are only taking your stuff.
Right.
And whatever. Like, they weren't going into the house or anything, but it was like they were supervising.
Right. Like, don't do anything funky.
Mm-hmm.
We're here on his behalf.
They're trying to make sure that Ignacita was being honest. Yeah, right?
Okay.
So then Deputy Martinez went to serve the restraining order to Ricky's mom.
Okay. Like give this to him then.
Yeah, this is you're a fucking servant of his or whatever. I don't know how you're allowed to give it or who you're allowed to give it to. But apparently you're allowed to give it to mothers because he tried to give it to her. But apparently something was wrong with the paperwork. And so he was like, I'll bring it back later. Like, okay. Not this one, right?
Oh, he's like, hang on.
Actually, this part wasn't filled out, right?
Yeah.
And then, since there was really nothing happening at the house, like everything's going peacefully, everything's great, Deputy Martinez decided to leave to go check out a call about a stolen vehicle.
No, this is what you're here for, my friend.
Right.
To keep it peaceful.
Yeah. Like, you're doing your job.
Yeah. That means you're doing great.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing A-okay.
At least until she leaves. How long has she taken? How many things she got?
I mean, I guess it was taking a while.
Yeah.
And so he's like, BRB, I'm out of here, right?
Oh, God.
And then, guess who shows up?
Ricky.
Fucking Ricky.
And he ain't happy.
He ain't happy. He's fucking pissed.
Oh, no.
So he shows up with a rifle and a handgun.
Oh, so somebody let him know.
Well, we'll hear his side later.
Okay.
So he sees Eloy right outside the house, and he has a, quote, altercation with him.
Okay.
And then Ricky shoots Eloy in the chest / shoulder area.
How could you do that?
Quick side note, he lives.
Baby, okay.
Okay, but just...
He's 16 or something, right?
13.
13.
13.
Oh, my Jesus.
Yeah, he's a fucking kid. He's a child.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with people?
And then Ricky goes to the U-Haul where he finds Mickey inside the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And Ricky fatally shoots him in the back with the rifle.
Oh, my God. In the back?
In the back.
He didn't even know? Oh, God.
And then, well, he probably knew.
Who cares that she's taking her stuff? Like, what the fuck?
Right? Like, just let it go.
Yeah.
Let her go.
Yeah.
You guys aren't right for each other. You know?
Clearly.
Yeah. When she hears the gunshots, Mary Ellen grabs her baby, Justin, and she runs out of the house.
Ugh.
And Ricky shoots them both in the head.
What?
They ran.
What? The baby?
Yeah.
While she was running?
Yeah.
Fuck no. Fuck no.
Yeah.
Was she first, at least?
It's unclear if they were shot separately or if one shot went through both of their heads.
Could you imagine? You had to be running with a baby in front of you. No way.
Like up above your head?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What? No.
But you would think that it's clearly two shots, but the article literally mentions, like, we're not sure if it's the same bullet. I'm like, what? How?
Maybe if she was, like, caught, like, trying to crunch down and hold the baby and run.
Or maybe holding her baby on the other side of
her head. Oh, God. Okay.
I don't know. Either way.
I hate it.
Yeah, terrible.
Who fucking shoots a baby in the head?
Ugh. And then Ricky goes inside the house where Ignacita and her two sisters, Cheryl and Selena, are.
They're probably like, what the fuck is all the commotion?
Yes.
What goes on here? Yeah.
He apparently yells something like, you'll pay. And
oh,
then
God.
He shoots Cheryl in the back of the head while she was kneeling on the kitchen floor.
And she's like wrapping something up.
Well, she probably heard the commotion at this point.
Hiding.
I think it was probably like a hiding or
that
like
makes more sense.
Please
actually.
Don't.
Yeah.
You
oh
know?
My God. Okay.
And then he went and found Ignacita and he shot her twice. Once in the finger and
weird.
Once in the face, killing her. The finger, I'm guessing, is defensive, like And a defensive wound.
Oh, my God. Nobody had a chance. Like, they were ambushed.
Yeah.
Because she was just taking her things.
She was just getting herself to go and doing all the right things to
do it.
Oh,
my God.
Like, what,
did Martinez
order?
Show up again? And he was like, oops.
Oh, we'll get there.
Oh, my God.
So the article said that there may have also been a struggle where he hit her in the head with the gun as well before he shot her.
Okay.
And like I said, the finger shot, I think, was a struggle or a defensive wound, not like a weird torture thing.
Yeah,
or whatever,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Like he didn't intend to. It just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how, but Selena escaped, and so did everyone else that was there.
Who's Selena?
The 16-year-old sister of Ignacita.
Oh, shit. Okay, 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 okay.
Okay.
But not the one who had, that was her daughter, Mary.
Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mary Ellen was her daughter, who was also like 16 years old.
Right, right. And then her sister, she had her younger sister there too.
Yes, okay. Yes. And then,
so she escaped. I'm sorry, wait. Yeah. That's what you said? Okay.
She escaped and so did everybody else.
Okay.
So that's the majority of
who was harmed.
Right there.
Okay.
At that time. So then Ricky was leaving the house, and when he went outside, he shot Eloy again.
Why?
Because he was still alive, and this time he shot him in the groin area.
Oh, my God. That's so rude.
The fuck?
He's 13,
bro. He's 13. And also, for a real good shot or whatever, like, why are you shooting him in the groin?
Why?
That's just fucked up. That's just torture, right?
He's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Eloy still lives. Just.
That's insane.
Yeah. So then a little bit after that, he sees Deputy Martinez pulling back up to the house.
Oh, my God. And all hell has broke loose while you were gone, sir.
All hell has broken loose, but now has also kind of ended.
Yeah.
Like, he came at the very end of it.
Did he draw his gun?
Well, he sees Deputy Martinez pull up, and so he walks up to the car, and Deputy Martinez gets out, and Ricky shoots him twice in the head at close range. What the fuck?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Right? Yeah.
That's so sad.
So then Ricky takes off.
He really did himself in.
Yeah. I heard that he went to his mom's house, which was higher up on a hill. And I've heard that he went to like a little bluff that overlooked his home.
Okay.
Right up on a hill area. I'm not sure which, but he was in one of those places. And a little while later, a man named Deputy Huber, who had been helping Deputy Martinez on the stolen vehicle call. He was like, well, since we're all done here, I'll go check out that fucking moving thing, see if Martinez needs any help, right?
Right.
And he pulls up to the house, and I'm guessing he sees the chaos outside.
Right.
He's got to see Martinez outside of his cop car on the ground.
No, like, and Ricky's fucking parents, nobody called 911 or anything?
No, I don't
nobody
know at
was
that
like,
point.
There's a bunch of dead people outside?
I don't know at that point.
Oh, my
if
God.
If it had been reported yet or not, I'm sure it probably had, but it hadn't gotten to
him,
this
yet.
Detective.
Yeah, and he's showing up to the scene.
And he's showing up kind of unexpected. You know, he didn't plan to go there, didn't have a plan to go there or whatever, and then sees all of this.
And it didn't get radioed in from the cop because he just thought he was saying hi, like greeting him.
Exactly. Yeah. So he pulls up to this chaos. He opens his car door and he has one leg out and he's calling on the radio.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm guessing for backup, right?
Right.
And Ricky shoots him in the head with his rifle
from
his
the bluff
fucking lookout point.
Oh my God.
Right?
Did he die?
Yes.
Oh my God. What?
So
this is crazy.
That's fucking crazy, right?
It's like a sniper.
Yeah.
What the fuck's up with Ricky? Why does he have these special set of skills?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's just a good hunter. Like you said, could shoot a bell off a goat's neck, evidently.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wow.
So at this point now, everybody knows what's happening. It's been called in. There's been shots fired. Cops arrive on the scene, but they don't know if Ricky is still in the house or not.
They have no idea where it came from.
Mm-hmm. And so Eloy is still outside alive.
Uh-huh.
So he runs up to the officers, and he's able to be taken to the I don't know if he ran.
Right. I'm sure he crawled or something, huh?
He's probably holding on to pieces.
Things.
Yeah. He was taken to the hospital in critical but stable condition, and like I mentioned, he lived.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The officer who found him said that he was freezing cold.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means he's close to death or that kind of thing, but horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
So again, police don't know if Ricky's in the house. So they do, like, a standoff situation, and they're there for a while.
Wow.
Before they finally enter the home.
And see what happened in there.
Mm-hmm. That's where they find Ignacita and Cheryl dead.
Oh, my God.
And then once they realize that he's not in the home, they have to launch this manhunt. But they're unsuccessful.
Oh, my God. Because he's watching from the bluff. He's like, nope.
Well, they did find his little nest up there.
Yeah.
I guess there was, like, 6 cigarette butts or something in his brand that he smokes. But
my,
like,
brand.
My brand. But they're like, he was fucking watching us. Like, that's while we were all crazy. Surrounding his house.
Yeah.
Didn't know if he was in there. He was just watching them.
Good thing he didn't pick any more people off. Probably because it would have gave away his location.
Exactly. This made everybody real nervous, though, right?
Sure.
Because they're saying what a great shot he was and, like, all that.
Now they're sitting ducks or whatever. Mm-hmm.
And so.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Manhunt goes on. Unsuccessful. Finally, Ricky and some of his family members show up to the police station the next night around 10 p.m.
Okay, he's turning himself in.
Mm-hmm. He's like, well, I knew if I stayed out there that I wasn't going to be taken alive.
Mm.
And so he asked them to not harm him and to not cuff him.
What?
Yeah.
You don't get to make requests. I guess the harm is, like, you know,
harm, standard. Okay. Police standard. Brutality. Yeah. Fine. We won't this time. But
cuffs?
Cuffs.
Come yeah. on.
And that's pretty much what they
you
said,
killed
too.
Our guys. Yeah. Fuck right? you.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you. You don't get to make demands here.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what they said, too. Yeah. Was like, no. Mm-hmm. So they obviously handcuffed him and they arrested him.
Mm-hmm.
And his story varies wildly from the one that the police are assuming happened, right?
Okay.
He was like, I'm going to go talk to the cops and smooth this whole thing over.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
He said that he went to the house, but he parked at his mom's house because he was going to help her with something. So that's why, like, he didn't just pull up in his car and everyone sure. knew he was there, right?
Yeah, I don't want to blow your cover.
Mm-hmm. And he approached the house from the back.
Because?
Well, I don't know why. I don't know what the because is. Maybe his mom's house is closer to the back of the house.
I don't know. That's weird.
But he said that he didn't even notice all the cars and people and all that out front of his house at first. He was like, I was coming to help my mom with something. I came to the back of my house. He said he went to go get his rifle and his handgun from his garage because he didn't want Ignacita to take it, right?
Because okay.
she would take stuff that wasn't hers.
Right? Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, I had to go make sure that those were
secure.
Secure.
And then I had them already, so I had to make sure that they would fire still. Yeah. What?
Well, he had gotten them, and then he, like, looks up, I guess, and sees all the people up there, right?
Okay.
And so he tucks the gun into his waistband and is carrying the rifle, like, by the sling or whatever,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to be it. He was just going to take his guns and go. But he allegedly saw someone carrying some of his clothing outside, out of the house, right?
Okay.
And so he's like, not my good
flannel. Not on my watch.
Yeah. Nah, you can't take my stuff.
Yeah.
And so he just went to go talk to him.
Oh, no.
Now, according to Ricky, here's what happened.
Okay.
He went up to the house, and when he reached the steps, Eloy popped out and accosted him with a knife.
Oh, no. What? 13-year-old Eloy?
Uh-huh.
That's what he did?
Uh-huh. With a knife. Yeah.
Sure.
And Ricky was allegedly cut twice with the knife.
Okay.
And then apparently that was that. And Ricky walked to the U-Haul where he saw Mickey inside, and he was like, hey, man, what's going on? And apparently Mickey was like, well, I don't know, but, quote, don't try and stop us because you won't see tomorrow.
Sure. I'm sure that's what he said.
Yeah. At this point, Ricky looks over and he sees Eloy, allegedly, pointing a handgun at him from the cab of the U-Haul. And so he just reacted. He didn't even think about it. He just jumped to the side and shot at Eloy.
Sure.
Or whoever was pointing this gun at him, right, in his mind.
Yeah.
Lunged to the side, shot wildly towards the cab of the U-Haul. He said he didn't know if he hit Eloy or anything. And then he loaded another round in the chamber of his rifle, and then he set it on the porch railing.
Okay.
Okay. But then he was hit in the back of the head, and he fell, causing his rifle to also fall off the railing. And when he grabbed it, it accidentally discharged.
And that's what shot the baby in the head?
No, that is the shot that hit Mickey in the spine, killing him.
Sure.
And then he was fumbling to recover
the
rifle.
What are the odds?
What are the odds? It's insane. It's pretty low, I would think. But then he's fucking trying to recover the rifle, right? But he had just fallen, so I guess he's disoriented or something, right?
Okay.
So then he accidentally loaded another round in the chamber.
Oopsie. I hate it when I do that.
Me too.
How embarrassing.
So embarrassing. And then he felt someone tugging on the gun in his waistband.
Said, not today, motherfuckers.
So he turned around, but apparently he got hit in the head again while he was doing so.
Oh, no.
And he dropped his rifle.
And it shot somebody else in the head.
Right as he saw a woman walking by with a baby and the rifle discharged again, sure. Accidentally.
Sure.
Killing Mary Ellen and her baby.
Right in the head. What the fuck? What the fuck?
An accidental discharge twice.
Yeah.
Killing two people.
Hold on to your motherfucking gun, bro. You're such a great shot.
Why are you so slippery with that bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he left the rifle at the bottom of the steps where it landed because he was like, that shit's slippery
that's
or whatever.
That's too dangerous.
Yes, that's a very dangerous weapon.
I am not responsible enough with this thing. I just shot everybody here.
Yeah.
Literally.
Whoa.
So much just happened.
Wouldn't want that to happen again.
Yeah. Not to the other two people left in this scenario.
Yeah. He's like, that shit was crazy.
Yeah.
And so then he went inside the house to see who had grabbed him or
hit him. Who touched my head?
Yeah. Well, someone was grabbing at his waistband, right? Yeah. And so when he got into the house, he saw that Ignacita had his handgun. You know, she must have grabbed it from his waistband.
Okay.
Because she's a real great pickpocket or whatever, right?
Obviously.
And since she was pointing the gun at him, he grabbed Cheryl to use her as a human shield. But Cheryl was scared, and so she bent down. And then when he bent down with her, like to, you know, try and stay with her or something, I guess Ignacita, allegedly, then fired the gun and it missed him and hit Cheryl in the back of the head.
No way.
You don't believe this?
No way is somebody who's being abused, who is scared enough to ask for the police.
Uh-huh.
No way are they all of a sudden going to face their abuser and try to take their weapon from them.
Successfully take their weapon from them.
That'd be terrifying to amp yourself up to do that.
While he's also holding a weapon, shooting at your son and your daughter.
You would do that if, like, it was, like, your life depended on it or something. But, like, no. And even then, it'd be like, wow, the adrenaline must have really helped.
He had another gun. He had just shot her daughter.
Yeah.
And her daughter's baby and her
son.
And
you think all that's going to happen? Boyfriend. And she's not going to be like, what the fuck? Or audibly say something to make you know who it was.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you think that she's going to grab your gun and shoot her fucking mom. Who was that?
It's her sister.
Her sister. No way. If that were us in that scenario, no way would I pull that fucking trigger.
Yeah.
I would never be like, I think I'm a good enough shot.
Right.
I'd be like, Aaron, fucking tuck and roll. 1, 2, 3, go.
On the count of three.
And I still wouldn't shoot until like 6 or 7.
Like, I don't think I could do it. He's not letting go of me. I can't drop to the ground.
Be dead weight. God damn it. Why are you so light, motherfucker? Just carrying you away now.
Oh, she's lighter now.
Okay, I'm going for his feet. I might get yours, too.
Like, lift him.
Yeah. Curl up. Just spray the floor with bullets.
Right?
Get
Take
his toes so he can't
shins.
Run. God.
According to him,
he's
like,
so dumb.
Yeah, this is all very plausible, right?
Yeah, this is very explainable. We'll just explain away that I accidentally shot a baby and a woman in the head and some guy in the spine because my rifle was slippery.
Yeah, no big deal. And so then Ignacita allegedly was running for the front door and Ricky caught up to her and grabbed her and they wrestled for the gun. And then in the struggle, she somehow was holding onto the front of the gun too and she shot her own finger.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then he was able to bend the gun back toward her face where she then shot herself in the face.
Oh, she did it. She pulled the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I know what to do in this scenario.
It's pointing at me now. Now's the time to shoot. I don't, you know, listen.
So he literally was not responsible for anybody's death.
No.
Because even Eloy, he was being shot at first.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was her. This piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I can't believe that a lawyer was like,
okay, let's go with that.
That's the defense.
Yeah. His lawyer came out and was like, we're just trying to not do the death penalty.
Yeah. Like, we're just whatever we can hopefully save his life.
Yeah.
That's what we're working at.
Yeah. And his lawyer, I don't think, was real thrilled to be on the case.
I'm sure.
Now, I'm not saying he's lying, right?
Right. We know how good you are at, you know, keeping an open mind.
I am one of the best. But at trial, the jury found him super fucking guilty.
Oh, good. They were like, bullshit.
I don't believe that for a second.
Oh, my God. Good.
They found him guilty of 4 counts of first-degree murder. Wow. For Ignacita, Deputy Huber, Mary Ellen, and Cheryl.
Cheryl?
And then 2 counts of second-degree murder for Deputy Martinez and Mickey.
Why are those second-degree? They didn't plan on it? They just showed up?
Yeah, I guess.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, first-degree would be Huber. If he was sitting up on the bluff fucking waiting for somebody to show up.
Pick people off.
Right. And Mickey, I don't know why he would be second-degree. Maybe because he was shot in the back? I don't know.
Okay. Maybe that's all they had evidence for. You know?
Yeah. In Deputy Martinez's obituary, I learned that he had a wife and a 5-year-old boy and a 2-week-old baby girl.
No! Oh, my God. His wife.
His wife. That not even woman. Off of fucking maternity leave yet.
Like, you can't even have sex yet.
No.
It's not even 2 weeks. 6-week mark.
Yeah.
Like, you still got shit. It's a punched lasagna down there.
And you have a 5-year-old.
No fucking way. And
yeah.
Then your husband gets shot in the fucking head. That poor woman.
Isn't
talk
that horrible?
About postpartum depression.
Girl.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's awful.
Ricky was also found guilty of 1 count of involuntary manslaughter for the little baby.
Well, then it must have been one bullet or something.
Maybe, I guess.
Okay.
For some reason, he was acquitted of attempted murder for shooting Eloy. I'm not sure why.
Well, listen, we got 5 other ones?
Yes.
4 or 5, so.
So his sentences will all run consecutively, and it adds up to 146 years in prison. He is still there.
It hasn't been 146 years yet.
It hasn't been 146 years yet, and he has not died yet. So.
Oh, okay. So let's see. We said he was in his 30s in the 91.
Yeah.
And so now it's the 2001, 30 years later. So he's 60-something. 21. Yeah, that is like 60-something.
Isn't that crazy?
That's fucking insane. Like, what? How unnecessary?
Completely unnecessary.
What a waste of your fucking day.
But also,
and now your life.
Yeah, no kidding.
All because you were pissed.
But I can't believe his justification.
No.
Or, like, his attempt at justification.
No. Like, he's off his goddamn rocker.
Yeah.
And we don't know anything about his before time, so who fucking knows why?
Yeah, I guess. But
he's got a goddamn complex. Goddamn complex.
But can you imagine?
No, that sounds awful.
Oh, I dropped my gun fucking 16 times and it shot 16 people.
Poor Ignacita living with this fool.
Yeah.
Like, do you think he just, like, gaslit her the whole goddamn time?
I don't know. I don't know about their, like, how their relationship
he
went.
He had to have. He just tried to gaslight us.
That's very true. That's like, very true.
I didn't try to gaslight us. I didn't fucking shoot anybody.
It was an accident. You shot yourself.
Yeah. I was trying to pull the gun away, even though I turned it towards you. And
well,
you pulled the trigger.
I mean, if her hand was on the trigger, you want it away from yourself. So
right.
You're just kind of pointing
obviously,
it backwards.
Naturally to point it back at her.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah. Also, at any time you could have stopped. Like.
Yeah. Like at any.
When she was running for the door, allegedly, with your gun, you could have been like, whoa, crazy.
I'm going to
glad
go the she other
didn't
way.
Shoot me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit. It's because he fucking wanted to. He's an ass.
It's because he killed
awful.
Them all.
He killed them all, and then he sat up there and picked them off.
Isn't that fucking scary?
That's insane. Do you think this man has done other things before this, like other girlfriends and shit?
I don't know. People are saying that they thought he had snapped, like something must have set him off, but...
Well, either that or that's your life, you know? Like, those are the two options.
Yeah.
You either snap and you start picking people off from a bluff, or, like, you build a manifesto for it.
Yeah, right?
Like,
there's
like,
no
in-between.
That's where I would sit.
There's no in-between.
That doesn't just happen to people.
No, no.
Yeah.
No.
I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my story.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking awful. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Goddamn.
Glad it's in your brain, not in mine now.
You let it out.
I let it out.
Well, shit, if you want to check out pictures pertaining to Aaron's case, you should go to our social media. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and X, and Twitter. No, X and TikTok.
I was like, I'm so impressed you get it right every time.
I almost had it. Our handle is at ISGD Podcast. For I said goddamn. Get it? ISGD.
I get it.
Also, you can email us at isgdpodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us any kind of case suggestions or if you just want to be like, what up, ladies?
Ladies.
Or if you want Erin to tell you a joke, I'm sure she'd reply with a joke.
Oh, I would.
She's got so many.
Do I? Oh, I'm so fun.
I don't know. I feel like you do. You are so fun. That's why you're my bestie.
Got him.
You can snail mail us at...
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979. And also, we got a postcard from fucking Bourbon Street. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, Lauren.
Love you.
Appreciate
you. We're going to drink all the drinks that you suggested.
Can we go? But, like, seriously, though, because we had a New Orleans trip planned.
Yeah, we're going to go to that place.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Lauren works there.
I don't know if she works there.
She said, I'm at work right now.
She did say she was at work right now.
And I just assumed she swiped a postcard and was like, I'm bored.
I'm going to mail these bitches a postcard. I'm going to steal a goddamn stamp, too.
Fucking right. Goddamn it. Use that company dime.
As you should. You know, what is that? 48 cents? Who has the money?
I know. Okay, but listen, May, we have a girls trip coming up.
We do.
It's very local. But May, June, July, August? I don't know. When should we go?
August is pretty busy. September, we're going to be in the East Coast.
Am I coming?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me know.
I have to know when exactly it is. Yeah. I don't know when it is. Let's book all that shit. And so it'll have to be next year.
Okay. Well, then let's plan on it.
Let's
do February, so we're there for Fat Tuesday.
Oh, is that a thing?
That is like Mardi Gras. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know if I want to go for Mardi Gras.
What?
I'm fucking old,
girl. What is wrong with you?
I'm old.
We just insert ourselves and exit. Insert ourselves and exit, you know?
It seems so hot and dirty, and there's a lot of standing and lines for bars.
I'm pretty sure you just walk in and walk out. Like, I don't think there's going to be lines for shit.
Have you seen videos of Mardi Gras?
I don't think it's organized.
There's so many people everywhere.
Have you ever seen me in a mosh pit? Like, at a show? Girl, I'll get us there.
I'm not worried about getting around. I'm worried about fucking waiting for a drink.
We won't have to.
Or, like, dealing with the degenerates.
We're going to be fucking blasted the whole time.
We will be the degenerates.
We'll probably be the ones on the balcony of our hotel room just screaming at people because we don't want to go out there. So we'll just be drunk screaming.
I'm okay with that.
Throw away so many titty beads.
I'm okay with that. If we can get, like, balcony on.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
It's a whole year. We got time.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Balcony on, chucking titty beads. We'll get bunny titty beads.
Brandon's going to want to come if it's
bracelets. I don't care. Let's make it a fucking family trip without the kids.
Yeah.
I don't want kids.
They don't need to see that many titties yet.
Yeah. Okay. Nah. Okay. I don't know who's going to watch my kids.
I don't either. I don't have anyone who's available for a couple of nights.
Me either.
Okay, cool. So
guys might not be invited.
Yeah. They can have their own trip separately.
Anyway, I don't know why we talked about this now, but also, will you please go on, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Go tell everybody wherever you see a place that you could talk about true crime podcasts, suggest us. It's kind of iffy out there because some people don't like the comedy part, so make sure you mention that's comedy. But, you know.
Yeah. They're a little crass.
Is how we like to say it, you know? A little crass.
You know?
Like, and pretty offensive.
A little bit. A little bit.
So, you know, you gotta be okay with that first.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, other than that, you'll get some facts. You'll get some
gossip.
Yep.
So good at that.
Yep.
I literally live for the trash parts. Like, I'll get the whole story down. And I'm like, okay, but really what went on here? And then I look up the trash things. And then I'm just like, we'll just throw in an allegedly.
The entire second half of my case where he told his side of the story was where I was like, that's why I'm doing this one.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're like, that's fucking crazy.
This motherfucker really, really?
Yeah.
In front of people, he said that he dropped the gun thrice.
Yeah. Thrice.
On a fortnight. Thrice on a fortnight.
Oh, my God. Okay, anyway. We love you guys.
Bye. I miss you. I love you.
Toodles.
Toodaloo.